Nothing spoils a summer swim in your favorite lake like an algae bloom. These become more common as the weather warms up. Earlier this week, aquatic biologists treated a lake near Seattle with a new product to prevent toxic blooms. Correspondent Tom Bonzi reports on the results so far.
Most every summer, until last summer, Lake Loreen would turn pea soup green.
I was really disappointed come July, August, and noticed all the algae and ultimately the blue-green algae and the stench associated with that, and then the toxicity, the signs, just really ugly.
Gary Darcy serves on the Twin Lakes Homeowners Association board. Last year, the homeowners group gambled on a new approach to restore water quality in their suburban lake.
It was night and day. I mean, no blue-green algae this year. Clarity was amazing. We had people fishing again, which we didn't before because of so much underwater weeds and stuff like that. And you could actually, start enjoying the lake.
Darcy and his neighbors are the first in the Northwest to hire a company to apply a new algae treatment. The problem here is similar to so many other built-up lakes. Stormwater, goose poop, fertilizer runoff all carry phosphorus into the lake. That dissolved phosphorus is the key nutrient for algae growth. Left unchecked, blue-green algae can turn toxic. It can make people sick and kill pets and livestock. A three-man crew in a small workboat is crisscrossing the lake in front of us. A brownish plume spreads out behind the boat's stern. Aquatic biologist Adam Clevin says this crew is injecting the 8-acre lake with a follow-up dose of the new mineral treatment called Fosloc. He says the slurry is a combination of the element lanthanum and powdered clay.
What this product does is it drifts through the water column as it binds with that phosphorus, permanently locking it down in towards the sediment.
Nigel Trail of Fosloc Water Solutions says the treatment was invented in Australia in the mid-1990s. His company exported it first to Europe, found success there, and now is coming to North America.
Fosloc is a more natural product with less negative effects on the ecosystem than aluminium sulfate.
That being a current cheaper way to tie up phosphorus.
So in that respect, the U.S. provides good possibilities, I think, for Fosloc.
Trail's company points to a list of studies that show their product doesn't hurt fish or contaminate drinking water. It is expensive, which could limit sales. Terry McNabb of Bellingham runs a lake management company called Aquatechnics. McNabb calls Fosloc an important expansion of the tools available to control algae.
I think people are in the learning curve. They want to see examples. The database is building, so I kind of see this in the next few years as really being a tool that is more widely used and widely understood, and maybe even gets to be the go-to thing for solving this problem.
McNabb says the new lake treatment is cleared for use in California and Idaho. He's still waiting to hear from Oregon. Washington's Department of Ecology is keeping Fosloc on an experimental permit. It's watching for any negative effects. An agency spokesperson says the state would rather people living around lakes take measures to contain sources of phosphorus on land. That way they wouldn't have to put any chemicals in the water in the first place. I'm Tom Bonzi in Federal Way, Washington.